Before we begin our visualization, which will be from Ireland this week, find a comfortable and relaxing place where you can lie down. Gently close your eyes. Let's take a few moments to connect with your breathing. Take some deep breaths in and out. As you're taking these deep belly breaths, feel your lungs expand and contract as you breathe the air out. Connect with your breathing. As you breathe in and out, clear your mind of anything that doesn't belong there, any negative thoughts or worries or anxieties. Let them go as you breathe out. Just focusing on the breathing. You find yourself on a small lane in the middle of Connemara in Ireland. It's a bright, warm, sunny day. The road is narrow, and it's lined with ancient stone walls that were made long ago by hand. The walls themselves are overgrown with dense hedges of pink and purple fuchsias, thistles, and other wildflowers. As you walk along, you notice a herd of sheep in the distance. Some lambs are lying down in the grass while their mothers graze nearby. A white horse is in the field next to you. As you pass by, it walks over as if to greet you. You notice the horse has blue eyes and a pink nose. You go over and stroke its face, and it gently brushes the back of your hand with its lips. The lane ends abruptly at a footpath that leads through another field. As you continue along, you disturb some hares who dart quickly away. You come to the end of the trail, and now you are overlooking a small rocky bay. From your vantage point, the sea resembles the turquoise color of the Caribbean, but you know the sea is much colder here this far north. Now you decide to follow a track, probably made by the sheep you've seen earlier. The pathway clings to the crumbling hillside, despite some storms that must have tried to lash it apart over the years. After you have scrambled down to the shore, you find yourself on a pebble beach. The pebbles have been worn smooth by the force of rolling around and around in the waves. You walk along the shingle beach towards some giant rocks at the very tip of the bay. As you continue along, you pick up some of the small stones and notice many have perfect impressions of circles on them. You can't fathom what force of nature could have made them this way. You decide you are in an enchanted bay, and mysterious energy has created all the small circles. After a while, you reach the end of the bay, and you discover the boulders are massive dark green marble chunks. They've all been carved into soft, smooth shapes by the wind, the rain, and the ocean. Where the tide has receded, you notice some of the large stone slabs have been worn hollow and form tidal pools. You go closer and notice the pools contain small fish, seaweed, colorful sea anemones, sea urchins, and seashells. The sun is starting to set now. The landscape around you looks like it's glowing. You sit down on a smooth rock that somehow shapes your body perfectly. You watch the sea. You notice some birds nesting in the cliff wall nearby. And then you see some other seabirds flying out to sea. Your eyes feel heavy. You close them and drift off into a deep, deep sleep.